USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
It appears a lot of people don't want to spend their vacation and money on a trip to an island where a volcano is spewing out lava. The Kilauea volcano is taking a heavy toll on the tourism industry in Hawaii, even though the Visitors Bureau there insists it's business as usual on most of the island.
There is absolutely no reason at this time for visitors planning a trip to the island to change their business or leisure plans to come to the island.
Saturday, fast-moving lava flow covered a roadway, trapping several people on one side. Rescuers were forced to go in by helicopter to pull them to safety. President Donald Trump accuses the Justice Department of placing an informant within his presidential campaign, tweeting the alleged FBI spying on his campaign is bigger than Watergate. 20 evangelical priests from the Nazarene Church are among more than 100 people killed when a plane crashed outside of Havana Friday. That according to the Cuban Council of Churches. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
The parents of the teenager accused of killing 8 students and 2 teachers in a shooting rampage at Santa Fe High School in Texas Friday say they're shocked and confused by what happened. The mother of one of the students killed says the suspect had been harassing her 16-year-old daughter, Shayna Fisher, until she stood up to him the week before the shooting.
For 4 months, we had been having an issue that he wouldn't leave my daughter alone, you know? He wouldn't quit coming on to her and saying, "You're going to be my girlfriend."
The family's attorney says relatives had worried about their son being a victim, not a gunman.
They're hopeful, that the investigation is going to give answers to everybody, and they're just going to patiently wait for those answers.
Demetrios Pagorchis allegedly used a shotgun and a revolver to shoot students and teachers, killing 10 people, injuring 13. The royal family has thanked people who attended or watched Prince Harry marry Meghan Markle. The family tweeted its thanks last night while Harry and his bride were attending a private soiree hosted by Harry's father, Prince Charles. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A rare cougar attack east of Seattle has left one man dead and another man injured. They'd been out biking when the big cat attacked. Captain Alan Myers of the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife Police says the state has only had one other fatal cougar attack in the past 100 years.
That'd be 2 fatal attacks in 100 years. Now, there have been 15 non-fatal attacks on people in the last 100 years as well. 7 of those attacks occurred in the 1990s, so it's extremely rare for this kind of thing to have occurred, and horribly unfortunate.
Fish and Wildlife euthanized the cougar, which was found near the body. You may not know the name Reggie Lucas, but you know his music. USA's Wendy King has that story.
He was a Grammy-winning musician who played with people like Miles Davis, but he may have been best known for his producer role on Madonna's debut album. Reggie Lucas has died at age 65. Madonna's self-titled debut album in 1983 sold more than 5 million units. Lucas was also co-author of several pop hits, including The Closer I Get to You and I Never Knew Love Like This Before. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Justify is the winner of the Preakness Stakes. Now he'll rest a week before training for the June 9th Belmont Stakes. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.